用治愈我作为题目，大家一起来互相的勉励。
Today our topic for mutual encouragement is As for me.
我们人都有一种心理。
Everyone has a heart.
有 psychology.
Or has psychology.
就是呢，我们有时候很怕跟别人呢不太一样。
That means that we're afraid sometimes of being different than other people.
只要跟别人不一样，我们就会有点不安。
If we feel that we're different than others, then we lose our sense of security.
所以外面流行什么，最近流行什么颜色，我也要什么颜色。
So if there's a trending color nowadays, then we also want to like that color.
流行穿什么衣服，那我也要跟大家一样。
If there are some clothes which are also trendy, we want to be like others.
但是圣经告诉我们。
But the Bible tells us.
我们信仰的内涵是什么？
What is the content of our faith?
我们看罗马书十二章。
Let us read the book of Romans, chapter 12.
第二节。
Romans, chapter 12.
罗马书十二章第二节。
Romans, chapter 2, verse 12.
我们一起读。
Let us read it together.
罗马书十二章第二节。
Romans, chapter 2, verse 12. Chapter 12, verse 2.
一二三，不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们查验何为神的善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。保罗告诉我们，信仰就是要这种改变。
Paul tells us that our faith needs to be changed in this manner.
所谓的改变，就要跟世界的想法不一样。
That means that we need to be different than this world.
我们穿的衣服跟流行一样，也没有什么不好。
It doesn't really matter if we wear trendy clothes.
但是心态不能跟世界的潮流一样。
But our psychology or our mindset cannot be like that of the world.
不要效法这个世界。
We should not copy what is in this world.
这个世界有一个 pattern, 有一个好像一个一直重复的一种形状。
In this world, there's a recurring pattern.
就是会告诉我们那种价值观。
It tells us about what our values should be like.
价值观会影响你的想法。
Our values will impact our thinking.
然后你的想法会影响你的行为。
And our thinking will influence our behavior.
然后影响你的选择。
It will change our choices.
但是作为一个基督徒，要跟这个世界不一样。
But if we are Christian, then we need to be different than this world.
所以当人问你，那我们是这样呢？那你怎么样呢？
So if someone asks you, I am like this, how about you?
你怎么选择呢？
What is your choice?
圣经有告诉我们几个人。
The Bible tells us about a few characters.
当别人问他要怎么选择的时候，他会说，那至于我啊，我的选择跟你们呢不太一样。
The Bible tells us that when they were asked this question about what their choices would be, they would answer, as for me, my choice would be different than yours.
第一个就是约书亚。
The first is Joshua.
我们请看约书亚记。
Let's turn to the book of Joshua.
24章。
Chapter 24.
15节。
Verse 15.
约书亚记24章15节。
Joshua chapter 24, verse 15.
我们一起读。
Let's read it together.
24章15节。
Chapter 24, verse 15.
若是你们以侍奉耶和华为不好，今日就可以选择所要侍奉的，是你们列祖在大河那边所侍奉的神呢？是你们所住这地的亚摩利人的神呢？至于我和我家，我们必定侍奉耶和华。这是约书亚跟百姓所讲的话。
This is the words that Joshua spoke to the people.
这个时候，以色列百姓已经过了约旦河，已经进到迦南地了。
At this time, the Israelites had already crossed the River Jordan and they entered into the land of Canaan.
可以说是开始新的历史上的一页。
We can say that they started a new chapter of their journey.
他们不再走旷野路了。
They are no longer walking in the wilderness.
是在迦南地了。
But rather, they're in the land of Canaan.
我们觉得说一切就那么美好吗？
Do we think that everything is fine?
往往信仰的路啊，是艰难的时候啊，比较能够保守住。
Because it's actually easier to keep our faith when we are encountering difficulties. 那
进到这个舒服的环境、稳定的环境呢，有可能就会开始要离开神。
However, when we encounter a very comfortable environment or very stable environment, that's when we risk leaving God.
因为困难的时候你要靠神啊。
Because when we're having difficulties, we need to rely on God.
会稍微警醒一点。
And we need to be more alert.
我们生活也是。
This is the same with our lives.
大部分人的生活都很稳定。
Many of us have very stable lives.
工作也稳定，房子
our jobs are very stable.
房子也稳定，孩子也稳定。
Our houses and our children are very stable.
很多人每年想的就是去哪里玩。
Many people think about where they want to go on vacation the next year.
玩好之后又在计划明年去哪里玩。
And after they're finished their vacation, they will continue to plan their next vacation.
这个也没有什么错。
There's nothing wrong with this.
但是呢如果我们的心不在在神的上面
However, if our hearts are not placed upon God,
很容易就退步了
then it's very easy for us to backslide.
很多以色列百姓在走旷野路的时候啊，心啊，其实都已经慢慢想离开神了。
Many of the Israelites wanted to leave God while they were walking this journey in the wilderness.
只是没有太大的机会啊，常常都被神管教。
It's just that they did not have much of an opportunity because they kept on being disciplined by God.
那摩西知道啊，如果他们搬进迦南地了，不是更会离开神吗？
But,
啊，这个约书亚不是更知道他们会离开神吗？
So did Joshua not know that once they entered into the land of Canaan that there would be even more opportunities for them to leave God?
但是约书亚已经看到了。
However, Joshua had already seen this happening.
他们会离开神。
That they would leave God.
因为摩西以前也是这样讲的。
Because Moses had already said this before.
摩西是一种预言啊，他看得很远。
Moses is a prophecy because he can see very far.
啊，但是约书亚还是问大家。
However, Joshua still continued to ask everyone else.
你觉得拜真神好不好呢？
Do you think it's good to worship the true God?
还是你们要拜偶像呢？
Or do you want to worship the idols?
啊，如果你要回到埃及，你要拜埃及那些偶像，或是大河那边的偶像。
If you want to worship the idols in Egypt or that in the great river.
那随便，我不管你们。
Then it doesn't matter. I don't care for you anymore.
啊。所以在第十四节啊
，in verse 14，
十五节啊
，for 15，
一二三，若是你们以侍奉耶和华为不好，大声读啊
，let's read it out loud。
今日就可以选择所要侍奉的，是你们列祖在大河那边所侍奉的神呢？是你们所住这地的亚摩利人的神呢？啊，刚刚我们读过了，约书亚就问大家，你自己做个选择吧。
Joshua asked the people to make a decision.
我不会逼你们的。
He said, I will not force you.
信仰上传道长职也不能逼大家。
Because no one can be forced in their faith, whether that is being forced by preachers or elders.
到最后，每个人自己要自己做选择。
In the very end, everyone has to make their own decision.
因为每个人要面对神。
Because everyone needs to face God themselves.
约书亚可以带他们进迦南地，但是不能带他们去天国。
Joshua can bring these people into the land of Canaan, however, he cannot bring them into heaven.
他们可以进迦南地，但是到最后他们可能灭在那边。
They're able to enter into the land of Canaan, but perhaps they will be destroyed there.
只要他们丢弃他们的信仰。
If they throw away their faith.
神的恩典就会离开。
Then God's grace will leave them.
他们就会失去一切所有的。
Then they will lose everything they have.
包括他们的物质。
Including their houses.
也包括他们的灵魂。
Including their souls.
但是约书亚就问了，如果你们觉得跟随神不好，那就不要跟了。
So then Joshua decided to ask them, if you feel that it's not good to continue following God, then don't follow him.
这不是一句生气的话，或者说反话。
These are not words which are spoken in anger or rebellion.
这是一个事实。
This is a fact.
没有任何一个人可以逼另外一个人做任何一件事情。
Because no one can force anyone else to do anything.
尤其是信仰上。
Especially when it comes to faith.
约书亚不能替你做决定。
Joshua cannot make a choice for you.
摩西也不能勉强你。
Moses cannot force you.
如果过了四十年了，你觉得跟随真神是不好，那你要回去拜偶像，请随便。
If after 40 years you feel that it's not good to follow the true God, then it is your choice to go and follow the idols.
如果吃了那么多玛拿了，喝了那么多灵。
If you've eaten so much manna and drunk the water which had flowed out from rocks,
看了那么多神迹奇事了
and you've seen so many great miracles,
还有已经进了迦南地得到应许了
and you've received the promise of entering to the land of Canaan,
你都想把神换掉，你都想离开真神
and you still want to depart from God and you still want to exchange him for something else,
那就随便你了
then you go ahead.
我觉得今天也是一种事实。
Because this is still a fact today.
传道长职没有办法逼任何一个信徒来跟随神。
There's no way that an elder or a preacher can force anyone to follow the true God.
也不能把你绑着拉你来教会。
They're unable to bind you up and bring you to church.
任何一个人在人生任何一段时间觉得跟随神不好。
If anyone during any time in their lives feels that it's not good to follow God.
神是不会阻止你离开的。
God will not prevent you from leaving him.
传道也不会阻止你离开的。
And the preachers will not prevent you from leaving God either.
因为你自己要做决定。
Because you have to make your own decision.
你为你的决定以后也要付出代价。
And you will also pay for the decision that you make in the future.
但是约书亚自己呢？
But for Joshua,
这个就讲得很清楚了。
He said clearly.
他说我跟我的家。
But as for me and my house,
我们必定侍奉耶和华。
We will serve the Lord.
哇，这句话就很感动了。
This is a very touching phrase.
就算你们全部几百万人都离开了。
That means that even though you, millions of you leave,
没有一个留下来跟随耶和华。
And there's not even one of you who continues to follow the Lord.
你们全部要回埃及，或是全部要回去拜假神。
If everyone wants to go back to Egypt and everyone wants to worship a false god,
我是不会离开的。
I will not leave.
我的家人也是不会离开。
And my household will not leave.
这种就是一种对自己的信仰非常的坚定。
This is a very firm faith.
为什么他能够那么坚定？
Why is he able to stand so firmly?
他其实四十年前就已经坚定。
Because 40 years ago he already stood firm.
他在中年的时候已经坚定了。
In his mid-age years he already stood firm.
他出埃及那一天他已经坚定了。
He already stood firm the day that he left Egypt.
他看到十大神迹。
He saw all these 10 great miracles.
神迹打了埃及人。
And he saw how these miracles had defeated the Egyptians. He knew that no other god could compare to the true God.
埃及很多神的，什么都是神啊。
There are so many gods in Egypt because everything is a god.
啊，尼罗河是一个神。
The Nile River is a god.
青蛙是一个神。
The frogs are a god.
这个苍蝇也是一个神。
And even the flies are gods.
太阳也是一个神。
The sun is a god.
什么都是神。
Everything is a god.
但是神的十大真神的十大神迹打击了这十个假神。
However, the great miracles that were performed by the true God had defeated all these other gods.
他记得怎么过红海。
He remembered how they crossed the Red Sea.
他对神有信心。
He has faith towards God.
所以一定能够进迦南。
That is why he's able to enter into Canaan.
这个神是值得我用一生来跟随他的。
This God is worthy of me to follow him for my entire life.
他深知道他所信的是谁。
Because he knows who he believes in.
就算其他十个探子不要进迦南，他也要进迦南啊。
Although the other spies did not want to enter into Canaan, he wanted to enter into Canaan.
如果不是那十个没有信心的探子，早四十年就进去了。
If it wasn't for these 10 spies, they would have entered into Canaan 40 years ago.
但是他也没有放弃。
However, he did not give up.
晚四十年进，总比不能进好，我还是要进。
It is better for me to enter 40 years late than not to enter at all.
我年轻的时候跟随神，我老的时候也要跟随神。
I follow God when I'm young, and I follow God in my old age.
我要侍奉耶和华。
I will serve the Lord.
今天弟兄姐妹，你有没有这种心？
Today, brothers and sisters, do you have the same heart?
我们常常都是只是需要神而已。
Many times we only need God.
我们需要求神这个，求神那个。
We want to ask God for many things.
但是我们没有问自己一个问题。
But we have not asked us one question.
我们有没有像约书亚这样对神的心是坚定到底？
Do we have this heart of Joshua which stands firm in the Lord till the end?
无论发生什么事。
No matter what happens.
就算大家都走了。
Even though everyone else leaves.
我不走。
I do not leave.
我要跟随耶稣基督。
I will follow the Lord Jesus Christ.
这个就是我们今天的信心了。
This is our faith today.
记得有一个教会。
I remember there's a church.
曾经很软弱。
They were very weak.
人都是这样的。
This is their weakness.
会被别人影响。
When they're weak, they are influenced by others.
当一个一个人不来教会的时候。
So when a person by person starts not coming to church.
因为那段时间那个教会有很多的问题。
Because at that time that church was plagued with problems.
大家的信心都很软弱。
Everyone had a very weak faith.
慢慢一个一个都不来教会了。
And slowly they started to depart from church one by one.
还有两三个姐妹。
However, there are two sisters that remained.
她们很爱主。
They really love the Lord.
也很爱教会。
And they really love the church.
虽然教会有很大的风浪。
Although there are many winds and waves that were battering the church.
但是还是坚持留在教会不离开。
They decided to stand firm and not leave the church.
当那个主牧传道被派到那边的时候
，When the pastoring preacher went to that church,
哇，知道教会才剩几个人
，And he knew that there were only a few people left in this church.
其实还有好几十个人都没有来了
，Because there were many tens of people who did not no longer attended this church.
但是这两三个姐妹啊，还是很坚定。
However, these two or three sisters were very firm.
传道，只要你不放弃，我们要继续为教会祷告。
They said that preacher, as long as you don't give up on us, then we want to go inside this church and pray.
我们一定要留在这边侍奉神。
We want to stay here to serve the Lord.
最后感谢神，神后来就复兴了那个教会。
Thank God, God made this church prosper once more.
只要有一个人忠心的留着来侍奉神。
Because as long as there's one faithful person that remains serving Him,
神就不会放弃。
Then God will not give up.
所以这个约书亚他说，我跟我的家必定侍奉耶和华。
That is why Joshua said, but as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
这种是来自于对神一种深入的认识啊。
This is a very deep understanding towards God.
我们今天有这种认识吗？
Do we have this type of understanding today?
提摩太后书第一章。
Let us read the book of 2 Timothy chapter 1.
第一章的十二节。
2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 12.
提摩太后书一章十二节。
2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 12.
一二三，为这缘故， 我也受这些苦难，然而我不以为耻，因为知道我所信的是谁，也深信他能保全我所交付他的，直到那日。这里告诉我们为什么保罗他也能侍奉神到最后。
This verse tells us why Paul is able to serve God until the end.
大家都离开他了。
Everyone had left him.
他一个人在罗马的监牢里面等着被砍头了。
He is alone in the Roman jail waiting to be decapitated.
他信主信到什么都没有了。
He believed in God and he lost everything because of that.
他说因为这个缘故我受很多苦难。
He said for this reason I suffer many things.
但是我不以为羞耻。
However, I am not ashamed.
因为我知道我信的是谁。
Because I know whom I believe in.
也知道以后神也要给他，主耶稣要给他什么，托付他什么。
And I know what God has committed to me on that day.
就是永生啊。
That is eternal life.
所以他能够跟到最后。
That is why he is able to follow God until the very end.
今天我们对神有没有这种信心呢？
Do we have this type of faith towards God today?
我发觉有一些不少的弟兄姐妹有一些别的地方我去过，他们离开了教会。
I know of brothers and sisters in other places that have left the church.
他们不再侍奉神了。
They no longer serve the Lord.
有很多的原因。
They have many reasons for doing so.
一个原因就是因为人的问题。
One of the reasons is relationship problems between other people.
别人伤害了他，别人得罪了他。
They felt offended by other people and hurt by other people.
他觉得就很伤心。
So they feel very sad.
他就离开了教会了。
They left church for this reason.
这种是一大部分。
Many people, a large majority of people, leave for this reason.
其实这样很可惜。
This is very pitiful.
如果我们把任何的负面的事情看成是一种苦难。
If we see all our difficulties or negative things as a difficulty,
是魔鬼要借着这些人的问题来打击我们对神的专心跟随的心。
And if we see this as an opportunity that Satan uses to affect our servitude of him and how we follow him,
那越有人打击你，越有人影响你，你就越不要被他影响。
Then if someone wants to attack us, then we should stand firm and not let them attack us and be influenced by them.
就是要来。
We make a determination to come.
老前辈以前都常常讲一篇道理。
There are some of our elders that keep on telling us this one thing.
信仰的三不离，
不离开。Three reasons why we should never depart from faith.
第一，不要离开真神。
The first is that we should never leave the true God.
这个世界没有别的神了，你只能拜独一真神。
Because there's no other God in this world, we can only worship the one true God.
就是耶稣基督。
That is Jesus Christ.
你怎么样，你搬到哪里，你环境再怎么改变，你不能离开真神。
No matter where you move to, what happens to you, or how your environment changes, you cannot leave this true God.
就算你变成失去一切，你变成一个穷光蛋，神没有祝福你的物质，你也不能离开真神，要像约伯。
Although we have lost everything and we're like Job because we've lost everything and God has not blessed us materially, we cannot leave God.
因为无论你的情况怎么样，真神他还是真神。
Because no matter what your own circumstances are, the true God is still the true God.
第二，不可以离开真教会。
Secondly, you cannot leave the true church.
真教会就是真神耶稣基督的身体。
Because a true church is a body of the true God.
你离开这个身体，你自己就会失去生命。
If you leave this body, then you will lose your own life.
这个身体不会被影响，那你会失去生命。
The body itself won't be impacted. However, you yourself will lose your life.
也许少了你一个，教会会有一点点的影响、亏损，但是教会不会死掉，不会灭亡。
Perhaps there will be a small loss because you have left the church. However, the church itself would not be destroyed because of you've departed from it.
教会永远会继续往前走。
The church will continue to go forward.
但是你离开了教会，你的灵命就会失去。
However, once you leave this church, you lose your spiritual life.
不能离开真教会。
That's why you cannot leave this true church.
第三个不离。
The third thing that you should not leave.
不能离开真理。
You cannot leave the truth.
你所做的事情不能违背真理。
No matter what you do, you cannot go against the truth.
你心中不能失去真理。
You cannot lose the truth in your heart.
这种心啊，要保守住。
This is the heart that we must keep.
感谢主，约书亚。
We thank God that Joshua.
他说，无论你们怎么选。
Says that no matter what your choice is,
随便你们,
it doesn't matter what you choose actually.
我一辈子, 还有我的家, 都要侍奉神。
As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
这也是一个信仰的传承啊。
This is also the passing on of faith.
你要常常跟你的下一代这样讲。
We must often tell our next generation.
就算你最后剩一口气, 要跟你的孩子、孙子最后一句话, 要讲什么?
What is the phrase that you should say to your children or your grandchildren with your last breath?
不是交代多少钱啊，怎么分啊。
You should not tell them about their inheritance and how they should split your inheritance.
最重要的一句话要告诉你，永远不可以离开神。
The most important thing to tell them is that you should never leave God.
你一离开神，什么都没有。
Because once you leave God, you have nothing.
就算留给你金山银山，就是如果你离开神，你什么都没有用。
Even though I leave you with mountains of silver and gold, if you leave God, then you will be left with nothing.
所以至于我。
That is why, as for me.
不要，我们只能我家一定侍奉耶和华。
As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
第二个人。
The second person.
就是撒母耳。
Is Samuel.
我们看撒母耳记上。
Let us read Samuel.
撒母耳记上十二章。
Samuel chapter
First Samuel
chapter
12:23.
12:23.
撒母耳记上十二章二十三节。
First Samuel chapter 12:23.
一起读。
Let's read it together.
12:23.
Chapter 12:23.
一二三，至于我断不停止为你们祷告，以致得罪耶和华，我必善道正路指教你们。这里是另外一个属灵的伟人，就是撒母耳所讲的话。
One of the other great spiritual characters is this Samuel who spoke these words.
也是他年老的时候讲那句话。
These are words that he spoke in his old age.
也是他侍奉到最后的阶段所讲那句话。
These are words that he spoke in the last portion of his servitude.
讲这句话之前有一个背景。
Before he spoke these words, something happened.
就是以色列百姓啊，离弃了。神做他们的王啊。
That is, the people of Israel had left God and he was no longer their king.
他们不要神做王。
They did not want God to be their king any longer.
他们要别的，选一个人来做他们的王，好像外邦一样。
They wanted another person to be their king, just like the Gentiles.
我们看这个十二章的第十七节。
Let us read chapter 12, verse 17.
十二章十七节。
Chapter 12, verse 17.
这不是割麦子的时候吗？我求告耶和华，他便打雷降雨，使你们又知道又看住你们求立王的事，是在耶和华面前犯大罪了。这里记载啊，他们要求王，神就好了，你要王就给你一个王吧。
God told them that because they wanted a king, that's fine, he will give them a king.
但是神是很生气的。
However, God was very angry.
给他们一场大的打雷，大的降雨。
Because he sent them thunder and rain.
有时候天气突然间变得很快哦。
Sometimes the weather changes very quickly.
不正常的天气哦。
Sometimes it turns to very abnormal weather.
代表神在生气。
This represents the anger of God.
不是只有大自然的现象。
This is not just how nature manifests itself.
不该下雨的时候，不该打雷的时候，突然间打得很大的时候，神生气。
When it should not rain and when it should not thunder and there is thunder and rain, then we know that God is angry.
有些时候呢，你要求的东西神会给你。
Sometimes when you pray for something, God will give it to you.
但是给你之后，神会生气。
However, when God gives it to you, He will actually be angry.
你不要以为你求什么，神给你就是等于神答应你，神就肯定你。
You should not say that God has affirmed you because He has given you what you asked for.
有时候我们一直求一样东西。
Because sometimes we always ask for something.
神都不给你了，你就硬要求，硬要。
We ask for this one thing and God doesn't give it to us. However, we continue to persist.
神就好了，就给你就给你，那神很生气。
So God gives it to us, but He is very angry.
那撒母耳自己呢？他也很受伤。
Samuel himself was also very hurt.
为什么？
Why is that?
撒母耳这个工作是先知啊，是士师啊，是一辈子的，是神的带领，神的百姓的带领者。
Because Samuel's job was that of a prophet, that of a judge, and he was a leader of the people.
那些人家不要你做这个工作了。
So now the people did not want him to do this job any longer.
也许嫌你老了，嫌你没用了，嫌你过时了。
They thought that his time had passed and that he was too old and that he was useless.
我们要的是王，不是要一个啰啰嗦嗦的先知。
What they wanted was actually a king and not this old prophet.
所以如果你是撒母耳，你会不会有点受伤？
If you were Samuel, would you not be hurt as well?
我们人有时候就是会这样子。
Sometimes we are like this.
被人家拒绝了，或者是失去了舞台了。
Once we've been rejected by people,
或者是被人家觉得说，哎呀，你不，我们不需要你了。
Or we've been told by others that you are no longer needed.
好，如果你是这样，你会怎么办？
If you are met with this situation, what would you do?
比如说你很想当负责人，结果呢，这次呢，大家不选你了。
If you want to be a board member very much, but no one has chosen you to do that.
虽然你嘴巴说感谢主了，我不用做更好，那其实心里面可能不高兴。
Perhaps you would say, "Thank God, I'm better off if I don't need to do this." However, I may be very unhappy inside.
或是你做这个工作做得好好的，被人家请下来。
or if you've done the job very well, however, you've been asked to step down by others.
有一些人就会心中呢会有一种 不舒服的感觉，这是很正常啊。
Then it's very normal for people to feel very uncomfortable.
不是不正常啊，是正常人都有这个反应。
It doesn't mean that you're abnormal if you have this type of reaction because it's actually very normal.
被否定了，被拒绝了。
Because you've been rejected by others.
啊，那之后呢，可能就会说，那以后我就不管了。
Then maybe later on we'll say, I don't care anymore.
哦，不关我的事啊。
This has nothing to do with me.
然后呢，有一些呢还会在后面再批评啊、论断啊、再攻击啊。
And other people will continue to debate and also to attack.
Criticize 啊。
To criticize.
啊，撒母耳可以这样子做。
It is possible for Samuel to have done these things.
我就在后面讲讲看你们那个王儿怎样，看你这个国家现在变得怎样，没有我会变怎样。
He may just step backwards and continue to criticize the king and criticize the country and see how the country fares without him.
但是属灵人就是跟一般人不一样。
However, those who are spiritual are actually different than others.
二十三节，再看二十三节。
Let's look at verse 23 again.
十二章二十三节说：“至于我，我断不停止为你们祷告。”
He says, "I will. As for me, I will not cease in praying for you."
这句话其实你仔细去思考，蛮佩服撒母耳这个人的。
I admire Samuel very much for these words.
你们不要我做你们的带领者了，我也会继续为你们祷告。
He said that even though you no longer want me to be your leader, I will continue to pray for you.
我没有坐在领导的位置上面呢，我还是为你们祷告。
Although I am no longer in the seat of a leader, I will continue to pray for you.
不一定要我来带领。
Because it's not necessary for me to lead you.
我不需要坐在一个重要的位置。
It's not important that I sit in a very important spot.
如果时间到了，我要下来了，我就下来。
Because if my time has come and I need to step down, then I can step down.
我有一件工作是永远不会退休的。
But there is one work that I will never retire from.
有一样工作是永远不用被人家安排的。
And there is one type of work that doesn't need to be arranged for me.
不需要写在安排表上面的。
It doesn't need to be arranged on a schedule for me.
也没有说太老都做不了的。
And it doesn't matter how old I am, I can still do it.
就是要为神的百姓来祷告。
That is to pray for the people of God.
因为祷告是最大的力量。
Because prayer is the greatest power.
因为他知道啊，这个国家现在只面对那么大的挑战，要新的王起来了。
He knows that this country is facing such great challenges, and now there's a new king that has arisen.
很多问题不会是因为你有一个新的王就改变了。
Problems won't go away just because there is a new king.
有些时候可能变得更复杂。
In fact, it could become even more complicated.
还有呢，百姓会不会偏离神呢？
And would the people also depart from God?
会不会好像这个 GPS 这样子？你没有跟 GPS 走，你会迷路呢？
Well, you get lost because you do not follow the GPS.
或者一台车，它的 alignment 坏掉了，一直往旁边偏呢？
Or are you a car with bad alignment that continues to go off in one way?
人都有这种偏向，就是很容易就往旁边偏。
Because people have this type of partiality in which they continue to go one side.
我们自己的心也是这样，很容易往一方面的偏离神的道。
Our hearts are like this too. Our hearts are partial, and we may depart from the word of God.
是约书亚。这个撒母耳就说我一直要为你们祷告。
What Samuel has said, however, is that he will never cease in praying for them.
他心中完全没有所谓的苦毒啊、嫉妒啊、bitterness 啊，都没有。
He does not have any bitterness in his heart.
感谢主啊，我们教会有很多忠心的工人。
We thank God that our church has many faithful workers.
我曾经碰到一个退休的老工人。
I met up with a old worker that had retired.
我就问他说了，哎呀，老传道，老工人，你现在退休了，现在很有空了。
I asked him, old preacher, now that you've retired, are you very free?
我说我每天都在为教会祷告啊，所有的教会，所有的传道人，所有的负责人，我每天花很长时间为他们祷告。
He replied that I spend a long time every day praying for all the churches, praying for all the preachers and the church board members.
他告诉我，你不用告诉我要为你祷告了，你的名字在里面了。不单止你了，还有所有的这些我认识的传道。
He told me you do not need to request the prayer by me because I've already included your names in all my prayers, and not just you, but all the other preachers.
就算我们退下来不在第一线了，我们都为教会祷告。
Although we're no longer on the front line, we still pray for all the people.
哇，这样听了，
pray for the church.
真的很感动。
When I heard this, I felt very touched.
如果有一个人为教会祷告，教会就不一样。
Because if there's even one person who prays for the church, then this church is different.
如果很多人每天都为教会祷告，
and if there are many people who pray for the church,
神就会保守住教会。
Then God will protect His church and will keep it.
知道魔鬼要用各种的方法来攻击神的教会啊。
Because There are many tactics that Satan uses to attack the church.
第一，要我们不同心，要我们吵架。
First of all, he wants to divide us, for us to be unharmonious, so that we fight amongst each other.
利用我们的情绪，利用一些事情来挑动我们。
He wants to raise our emotions and use situations, different situations, to do so.
第二，魔鬼会攻击我们的家庭。
Secondly, the devil will also attack our families.
尤其是那些热心的家庭。
Especially those families which are very fervent.
负责人的家庭，负责人的婚姻。
He wants to attack the families of the church board members and the marriages of the church board members.
传道长职负责人的儿女也是魔鬼攻击的对象。
And also the sons and daughters of the preachers are the opponents that Satan wants to attack.
想要发热心的人也是魔鬼攻击的对象。
He also wants to attack those who wish to be zealous.
再来，魔鬼要攻击慕道者。
And next, Satan wants to attack the truth seekers.
啊，本来来的好好的。
In the beginning, they came very many times.
找到好的工作又不来了。
However, once they find a good job, they depart.
本来来的好好的。
In the beginning, they came many times.
哎呀，交了女朋友了，顾着谈恋爱了，又不来教会了。
However, they met a girlfriend and they stopped coming to church.
魔鬼在攻击。
This is the attack of Satan.
魔鬼在引诱。
This is the temptation of Satan.
好像在攻破我们的城墙。
It is like breaking through our walls.
但是如果有很多人像撒母耳这样子为神的家祷告。
However, if there are many people like Samuel who pray for the church of God,
神就会保守我们。
Then God will protect us.
魔鬼的诡计就没有那么容易得逞了。
And then the tactics of Satan will be unsuccessful.
所以我们注意这句话哦。
So let us remember these words.
我不能停止为你们祷告。
That I will never cease praying for you.
以致我得罪神。
For fear that I sin against God.
这里讲得很严重哦。
This is a very severe saying.
如果一个人不为教会祷告，不为神的选民祷告。
If there is a person who does not pray for the people of God and the church of God.
他其实是在得罪神。
Then in fact he is sinning against God.
你说有那么严重吗？不会教会祷告就得罪神吗？
Is it actually this serious that if you do not pray for the church that you sin against God?
为什么会这样说？不会教会祷告就得罪神？
Why is it said that if you don't pray for the church that you're sinning against God?
因为你自私啊，你最基本的工作你没有做啊。
Because you're selfish and you do not do the very basic work that you've been entrusted with.
你可能很多事情你不能做的太多，但是如果你连这个最基本的、最低的最低要求的工作你都没做。
Perhaps there are other types of work that you cannot do. However, if you do not do this very basic job,
那教会受到攻击了。
Then the church will be attacked.
那我们不是有责任吗？
Then are we not responsible?
我们没有看好神的家，不是有责任吗？
Are we not responsible for this because we have not looked over the church of God?
曾经有一段时间，神觉得很不满意。
At one time, God felt very dissatisfied.
为什么呢？
Why is that?
我们看以赛亚书五十九章。
Let us turn to the book of Isaiah, chapter 59.
第十六节。
Isaiah chapter 59, verse 16.
我们看以赛亚五十九章十六节。
Isaiah chapter 59, verse 16.
一二三。他见无人拯救，无人代求，甚为诧异。就用自己的膀臂施行拯救，以公义扶持他，扶持自己。这也说啊，在以赛亚的时代啊，神跟以赛亚讲。
During Isaiah's time, he told Isaiah. God told Isaiah.
以赛亚那个时代啊，国家很混乱，信仰很低落。
At that time, the country was in shatters, and the faith was very broken.
一直往下跑啊。
Their faith continued to go downwards.
信仰有名无实，只是一个外壳而已。
They only had a shell of a faith, but no substance.
神说应该会有一些人为以色列人祷告吧，为圣殿祷告吧。
And God thought that there would be at least some people who would pray for the sanctuary and for the people.
结果神说我找不到啊，没有人呢。
However, God saw that there was no man.
没有人 care, 没有人想救啊，没有人做点什么啊，也没有人代求啊，连代求都没有啊。
There was no one who cared and no one that interceded.
你说我做不了什么，那至少你要代求啊。
If you say that you can't do anything, you at least need to intercede.
你代求都没有。
However, you do not even intercede.
譬如说你父母还没有信主。
For example, if your parents have not yet believed.
你丈夫、你太太还没有信主。
Or your wife or your husband have not yet believed.
你不要说传了，你连为他祷告都没有，你不是很自私吗？
If you don't even pray for them, let's not even talk about spreading the gospel to them because you're in fact very selfish.
你看到一个人快死了，你想做点什么的心都没有。
You see a person that is about to die, however, you have no action at all.
所以无人代求，神就很诧异。
That is why God is very dissatisfied when there's no intercessor.
怎么会这样？怎么会我的百姓、我的工人、我的先知、我的祭司怎么那么自私啊？
How could my people, my workers, and my prophets be like this? Be so selfish?
只顾自己啊。
Because they only care for themselves.
今天很多人都是只顾自己。
There are many people who only care for themselves today.
我过得好就好，管教会怎么样的？
They don't care as long as they live a good life.
我的工作顺利就好了，我管我家里的信仰怎样。
As long as they have a good job, they don't care about their family's faith.
我孩子书读得好就好了，管他信仰好不好。
As long as the children do well in school, I don't care about their faith.
其实神很在乎啊。
However, God really cares about this.
再看来，以西结书二十二章。
Let's turn to the book of Ezekiel, chapter 22.
三十节。
Ezekiel chapter 22 verse 30.
以西结二十二章三十节。
Ezekiel chapter 22 verse 30.
我们一起读。
Let us read it.
一二三，我在他们中间寻找一人，重修长垣，在我面前为这国站在破口防堵，使我不灭绝这国，却找不着一个。在以西结的时代也是一样。
This was the same during Ezekiel's time.
没人管国家的这个问题。
No one cared for the problems of the country.
国家的问题就是信仰的问题。
And the problem of the country was a problem of faith.
没有人为国家祷告。
No one prayed for the country.
没有人站在破口。
No one stood in the gap.
大家只顾自己。
Everyone only cared about themselves.
找不到一个人。
They could not even find one.
一个都没有。
Not even one.
今天如果大部分的人对教会是冷漠的。
Today, if we are cold towards the church,
那教会就很软弱。
Then the church will be very weak.
但是我相信不只只有一个。
But I believe that there's not just one.
有很多人会像撒母耳一样。
There are many people who will be like Samuel.
不断地为教会祷告。
They will unceasingly pray for the church.
神就会再次兴起我们这些沉睡的灵。
And God will wake up the sleeping spirits.
把那些压伤的芦苇，把它扶好，扶回来。
And he will mend a bruised reed.
张长的灯火让它重新点
燃。And he will light again the lamp that is about to go out.
只要我们为教会祷告。
As long as we pray for the church.
神一定会再次的动工同工。
Because God will work with us and he will work once again.
再来我们看第三个。
Let us look at the third.
这是大卫。
That is David.
我们看诗篇五十二篇。
Let us look at Psalms 52.
五十二篇的第八节。
Psalms 52 verse 8.
诗篇五十二篇的第八节。
Psalms 52 verse 8。
我们一起读，诗篇五十二篇的第八节。
Psalms 52 verse 8。
一二三，至于我就像神殿中的青橄榄树，我永永远远依靠神的慈爱。哇，这是大卫也用说至于我这句话。
David is also saying, "As for me."
他在讲什么呢
？What is he saying?
他只是讲啊。从第一节到第七节啊，讲一些恶人啊，有一些很坏、很邪恶。
From verse 1 to verse 7, he's talking about very evil people.
这些恶人啊，就常攻击大卫啊，用言语来攻击他，还有想要杀他。
These very evil people are always attacking David with their words, and they also wanted to kill him.
甚至的想要害他。
They wanted to harm him.
这里第七节啊。
So in verse 7.
这里说这些恶人啊，靠自己的丰富的财物。
That these people trust in their own abundance.
也不以神为他力量。
And God is not their strength.
其实什么是这恶？
What is evil?
都有两个层面。
There are two faces of this.
第一个层面就是真的是在道德上面做了一些恶事。
There is one level of this, and that is you have committed wrong against the truth.
杀人啊，放火啊，奸淫啊，当然是恶人。
For example, you have killed and you've committed arson or you've committed adultery.
但是恶的另外一个层面是什么？
However, what is another level of being evil?
骄傲也是一种恶。
Pride is also an evil.
你不承认神的主权。
Because you do not recognize the sovereignty or the authority of God.
你做事情不靠神。
And you do not trust in God when you do something.
做什么事情就想荣耀自己。
Whatever you do, you want to just glorify yourself.
这个就是也是一种恶啊。
This is a type of evil.
但是呢，第八节呢，大卫话锋一转。
In verse 8, David looks at the opposite side.
大卫说什么呢？
What did he say?
他说我就跟其他人不一样。
He says, I am different than others.
我不是比别人聪明。
He says, I am not smarter than others.
我是会靠神啊。
However, I am one that trusts in God.
他说我就好像神殿中的一棵青橄榄树。
He says, I am like a green olive tree in the house of God.
记得前几个礼拜我们在卡加利有一个团契，我们叫我们这个长青团契啊。
A few weeks ago, we had an evergreen fellowship in this church.
我们就用这个做主题。
And we used this as our topic.
神的殿里面种了一棵青橄榄树，很宝贵。
in the house of God, there is planted a green olive tree that is very precious.
好像形容一个人到老了还在结果子，还在有叶子，还有在神的殿中能够增长，能够成长。
It is an elderly person that is still able to bear fruit and able to bear fruit and grow in the house of God.
你靠神走到一辈子，走到最后还在保守在神的殿中。
Because this person has walked with God their entire life and is preserved in the house of God.
我这一次去出差，去美国一个教会。
I was sent to a church in the U.S. this time.
认识了好多第一次见面的信徒。
And there are many members that I met for the first time.
碰到一个在中文，他们前天礼拜二也有这个中文查经班。
On Tuesday, there was a Chinese Bible study.
我也是协助。
I was leading this Bible study.
看到一个老人家。
I saw the old people.
他也是来参加中文查经。
And I saw this elderly person who is also attending this Bible study.
我问他你几岁了。
I asked him, how old are you?
他说我九十几了。
He says, I am over 90 years old.
九十几弟兄姐妹听好啊，不要说自己太老不出门了。
So listen up, those who are 90 years old or older. Don't say that you cannot leave the house.
不要说太累了，不出门了。
Don't say that you're too old and you cannot leave the house.
我去那边好几个都年轻的都八十几，有两个是九十几。
Because when I went there, the younger ones were over 80 years old.
都来参加礼拜二早上的中文查经班。
And they attended the Chinese Bible study on Tuesdays in the morning.
外面很热，外面四十度。
It was very hot outside. It was over 40 degrees.
那边沙漠一样，那边根本就是沙漠。
It was a desert outside.
但是那些老人家都来教会参加查经班。
However, the elderly members continued to attend the Bible study.
哇，坐在那边听得很认真。
They were very careful in listening.
又在分享。
And they were also sharing.
很有活力啊，不像八九十岁。
They were very lively. They did not seem like they were 80 or 90 years old.
你越愿意亲近神，越愿意抓住信仰，神就给你一个健康的身体，可以再做多一点，可以再去教会多一点，久一点。
Because the more willing you are to draw near to God, then God will give you a healthy body so that you can continue to pursue Him.
哇，那刚刚那个弟兄，我问他几岁，他说九十几岁那一个。
The brother that I asked his age, and he responded that he was over 90 years old.
哇，我说哇，老先生、老弟兄，你身体真好啊。
I told him, "Wow, you are very healthy."
他就说了。
He told me.
他说其实我只有一颗肾脏。
He says, "I only have one."
Kidney.
我说，哎呀，你只有一颗啊。I asked him.
为什么？
I asked him why he only had one kidney.
因为他年轻的时候啊，把一颗捐给了他的弟弟。
Because when he was young, he had donated one of his other kidneys to his brother, to his younger brother.
因为他弟弟那个肾病很严重，所以需要一个人捐肾给他。
Because his brother was very ill, so he needed a kidney.
所以我只有一颗肾脏。
He said, I only have one kidney.
我说你很厉害啊。
I said, you're great.
一个肾脏还可以活九十几岁。
Because you only have one kidney, and yet you're living to over 90 years old.
我们很多人都有两颗，都活不到七八十。
There are many of us who have two kidneys, and yet we cannot reach the age of 70 or 80.
他说，哎，这是神的帮助。
He told me that this is God's help.
我一定要抓住神，我一定要去教会。
I need to take hold of God, and I need to come to church.
他人生也经历过很多的困难。
He encountered many difficulties in his life.
我看到他都想起这句话。
When I saw him, I think of this verse.
不管你们其他人怎么样了。
No matter who you are or however other people are like.
这个世界有人靠财富，有人靠自己的聪明，有自己靠的能力。
There are some people who rely on their own abundance and they rely on their own strength or rely on their own intelligence.
我就只靠神。
But I just rely on God.
我就靠着神的爱。
I rely on the love of God.
我今天可以活着是靠着神。
Today I live because I rely on God.
永永远远依靠神的慈爱。
I will rely on God's love forever.
弟兄姐妹，你有这种心态吗？
Brothers and sisters, do you have this attitude?
至于我。
As for me.
唱诗。